Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to get to. Elliot Shore Parks.
DSB.
He's got himself a new show. Go Birds Evening, starting tonight at 6 p.m. I'm excited for him. Elliot will join us coming up at 11. We will get to quarterback power rankings, everyone's favorite, later on in the show. The Phillies offseason really begins in earnest tomorrow as Dave Dabrowski and Rob Thompson speak. We'll do some Phillies here. You people, we do have some more information on the fake Hugh Douglas driving an Uber in Delaware. So that is, well, good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know what? I was doing my aimless Googling yesterday.
Yeah.
And I found out there's a road in PA called Nowhere, and it goes to nowhere. And it's not that far from here. It's called the Road to Nowhere because they ran out of money.
It's got
to
go somewhere, though.
No, they started the road, right, and they didn't finish it. So it just stops.
It just dumps in, like, the woods or something?
Yeah, it just stops, and it's become like a tourist track. I need to find it. I was trying to Google where it was at last night. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I think that might be a road trip this weekend.
The Road to Nowhere with Hugh Douglas?
The Road to Nowhere with me. It's not that far from here.
Some might say it's listening to our show.
Yeah, that's our show.
It's the Road to Nowhere with these idiots.
The Road to Nowhere.
Sometimes we try to transition off of what Hugh says to start the show. I really hope, Hugh, that this season for the Eagles isn't ending up as a Road to Nowhere. But there's some warning signs here that we're on that road. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, there's a lot to unpack as we start looking forward to Week 7, which starts tomorrow night in the NFL. And, of course, the Eagles at the Vikings on Sunday as we try to bounce back from a two-game losing streak, which we do not have around here very often, right? They hadn't lost a game.
It's an anomaly.
It is, but unfortunately it's reality right now for the Eagles. Yeah. Two-game losing streak. Let's hope it doesn't get to three. But, Hugh, it's interesting because we have two different parallels to look at the last two seasons. And one of them was last year, right? Last year they had struggles in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. As much as last year's team became great, and they were a great football team, they did have a patch where they did not play well in September. And they came out of that, and they figured it out. They recalibrated, and they got themselves back on track and dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, though, 2 years ago in 2023, Hugh, they had a patch where they struggled, and they never got back up. Hugh Douglas, when you think about the 2025 Eagles, this team this year, with a lot of the same characters of the last 2 years, coach, quarterbacks, some of the stars.
Yeah.
Is this headed more on a road, hopefully not to nowhere, but is this road headed more like 23, which ended in a collapse and an ugly playoff loss, or is it going to end up more like, all right, so it's good. So where you got, 24?
I refuse.
So this is stubborn Douglas.
Yeah. No, I just refuse to believe that you've reached the heights that you've reached. See, I'm all about, when I listen to what people say, not what they do. Now, some people might be the opposite because right now what they're doing, it just looks disjointed. It
looks bad, yeah.
But when you sit there, like I still believe in old school values, like you know, grown man stuff. That's what we used to call it back in the day, grown man-ish. And when you tell me that, you know, the main thing is the main thing and, you know, it's all about winning and things like that, that to me makes everything else trivial.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is this. The fact that your star receiver, and I'm just using him as an example, there's a disconnect there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're all about what you say you're about, then you get outside your comfort zone and you fix those problems. So I refuse to believe that that's the case. You broke through last year, Jalen Hurts. That's who I'm talking to. You broke through last year, and you did it on the heels of everybody doubting you so much so that your mama was in New Orleans, with all due respect to his mother, not trying to be disrespectful, but your mother was in New Orleans checking reporters for talking bad about you. Who was the guy that's on the show with the hair and the nose, the big nose dude that's on Fox?
Nick Wright.
Yeah, you knew who I was talking about.
I did.
So I did a pretty good job of describing him.
Come on.
I mean, is his nose big?
It's not small. But now I'm thinking about like how you describe me to other people.
I say Kyle with the receding hairline. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I mean, look.
That's
why it went through my head.
No, I don't describe you like that. I say mean Kyle. Sure, I usually say mean
you
Kyle.
You just crushed him. You crushed him.
Right. I'm kidding. You know, I got to get my shots in because I'm going to be taking shots all day.
I'd Hugh the fluffy bald guy.
But no, so much so that you had your family members checking him and like, why are you hating on Jalen so much?
Yeah.
You're a leader. You've talked about being a leader since I've seen you in Alabama at the combine and all this other stuff. Now it's time for you to start with the lip service and be a leader. The fact that every week we come in, and you know, you've handled your press conferences the way you want to handle your press conferences. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. But all that leadership stuff that you're talking about, you need to step up and do that now.
I agree. They do.
You need to do that. You need to get uncomfortable. You need to get uncomfortable and lead this team and put them in the position that they need to be in. I don't think you're playing bad. I don't, me personally, as an individual. But it's not all about you, Jalen. It's about the team. You have to do all that lip service that you gave and all that stuff, with, you know, hanging out with Jordan and opening the store and all the other stuff. You need to get uncomfortable and be the leader that I know that you are. So I refuse to believe that this is going to be the 2023
class. All right, listen, I hope you're right on this. I really do. 215-592-9494. And we all hope it's what it was last year where they had a downturn and then they picked it up and they were dominant and won a Super Bowl. But if I'm looking at this, like, which is it more likely to be? Where are we headed here? It's way more likely to be 23. Here's the reality. They, number one, before I get to the football stuff, like just on the field, the way they look, they sound miserable. They sounded miserable in 23. They were a 10-1 football team that was constantly talking about how unhappy they are, how they're not, you know, enjoying this. And that's what I've seen so far this season. Do they look happy to you? Does the Eagles look happy? And they're also very loud, very chirpy so far this season. That reminds me of 23. Last year, they struggled. But you know what they did? They got in the room at the bye. We didn't hear about it till afterwards. And they told Nick Sirianni, hey, this is what we need to do. And they got on the same page. Afterwards, we got all the stories about Jalen Hurts and Sirianni talking for hours during the bye about how to recalibrate the team. They put the work in. This year, all I hear is chirping after every game, from the receiver to everybody. Oh, this is disjointed and predictable. Like, everyone's talking. That reminds me of 2023. Mm. The second thing that reminds me of 2023 is all these games are coin flip games. That's what that year was. They happened to go 10-1, and it was great that they won all those games. But really, all of us watching it, and that year I thought it was more on the defense than the offense, but watching it, it was like, I mean, they're 10-1, but they didn't look like a 10-1 team. They just happened to win those games. This year, they're 4-2, but I think if we watched the whole thing, we were like, well, it didn't look right. It didn't look right the first 4 weeks, and now they happen to have lost a couple. They're probably more like a 3-3 team that has a 4-2 record. The third thing that reminds me of 23 is the post-Super Bowl defections. That roster in 23 wasn't as great as the year before because they lost half that defense after the Super Bowl. Right? All those guys, T.J. Edwards and, you know, their defensive tackle. I mean, Hargrave, they lost a lot of good football players from the 22 team, and it really impacted 23. And I'm looking at this year's team, and we talked about this in March when they had free agency and they lost all those good players. They don't have as many good players in the team this year. I mean, not that they don't have good players. They have enough good players, but they don't have as many. Just think about the roster. Last year, I was going to give you the secondary right now, right? Last year's secondary was Darius Slay, Isaiah Rodgers, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Reed Blankenship. This year, like, think about the secondary that's going into play on Sunday against Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and the Vikings. They're going to have Cooper DeJean, Dory Jackson, Keely Ringo, Andrew Makuba, and Reed Blankenship. It is a way different football team in terms of overall talent. And then the thing that makes me really concerned that it's more like 23 than it is last year is you look at the offense right now, and as much as last year was, man, they got to get it going. It's a little choppy. They're not scoring enough. Jalen's a little bit, you know, is up and down. Guys, the offense right now through six games compared to last year, it's not even close. And last year, we didn't even think it was a great offense until Saquon got rolling. Through six games last year, they were averaging 362 yards offense. This year, 274. Last year at this point, 5.5 yards a play. This year, 4.7. Last year at this time, 5.6 yards a rush. This year, 3.7. Last year, they had 44 explosives. This year, it's 33. I mean, I just think they're not as great of a team as they were last year, just talent-wise. Mm-hmm. The vibes are way more like 23. Boy, Hugh, I hope you're right, but every sign to me is pointing that this is going to be way more like 23 than 24. 215-592-9494.
You brought a lot of fact. You brought a lot of fire.
What
am I supposed to do here?
You hate to see facts.
What am I supposed to do? All right.
Hey, God, damn.
You know what? Nick Sirianni may disagree with my facts. He was on the morning show yesterday. Here's Sirianni when John Ritchie brought up this exact topic to him.
How do we know that this two-game slide isn't the 2023 slide?
How do you know it's not the 24 slide? Right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, I understand. I understand where you guys are at. We're doing everything we can do to fix it and to get better. I can just tell you this: I don't know if this will ease your fears, and I don't expect it to, but we're doing everything we can as coaches. It was great to have a kind of a mini bye to be able to do some things there. Yeah. And I know the players are doing everything that they can do to help themselves get better fundamentally, better as players. And everybody has that mindset that, you know, there is a hunger mindset on this football team. And that's what you expect with the people that we have in this building, just the obsession with winning and getting better. And we have that throughout the building, coaches and players.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Future talk show host Nick Sirianni, real spin doctor stuff
spin
there.
Doctor.
I mean, that reminded me of you. John
what do you
asked,
mean?
Well, John asked the question, how do we know this isn't the collapse of 2 years ago? How do you know it's not last year?
Well, I guess the premise is that we don't know.
We're recklessly speculating.
Of course,
we all are. And we're all hoping you're right. Like,
yes.
I want you to be so right because that means we're going to Santa Clara and there'll be another Super Bowl and this thing becomes a I want you to be right. Just the signs are, they look to me
it
like
is.
2 years ago.
But also, there are signs like, I look at it like this, and I'm not putting it all on Jalen, but I kind of am because he's the leader of the team. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that you're looked at to get everybody on the same page. And this is an uncomfortable situation because we're talking about it. We talk about this so much that we don't even have a chance to talk about the opponent, the fact that we have a really good football team that we got to go play because we're trying to figure out what the hell's going on with our squad.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a dynamic leader in here, in there that I believe in, that has defied all things that have been said about him. You know, when you talk about his ability to do certain things, he's not as talented as other quarterbacks that are his peers, but he's accomplished way more than they have. That's why I believe in Jalen Hurts. But he's in a position in a situation right now where he has to start to show his leadership. I think back to when they had a video, the Eagles showed it last year, where they asked, I guess they asked him, why should we draft you?
Oh, his draft video from the combine.
And he said, one of the things that jumped out to me and really resonated with me was he said, he's a leader. I'm a leader, coach. And right now, from our perspective, I'll just say it like that. And from some of the things that have been said by other people, you need to be more of a leader. You need to be more of a boots on the ground guy. You need to be more of a personable person. Because, okay, if full transparency here, if you're saying that this is closer to 2023, I would say the biggest thing is it feels like Jalen has distanced himself, or it feels distant from everybody else.
And that team that year had a weird vibe about them.
Yes.
Just a weird vibe.
Damn it, Joe. Made me think about that.
Uh-oh. I made you think?
No.
Problem.
Joe
really
wins.
10, no, 10, all right, 15. We can all go home now.
No, but my point is this. There were eerie vibes of Jalen being a separatist. in that situation.
What is it, Star Wars?
Yeah. I'm using all my, you know, all my analogies.
All right, we need Eagles as Star Wars characters as we go throughout the show today.
Have you seen the Eagles? Have you seen the Star Wars helmets that are football helmets?
No, you got to show me those.
I got to show you though. But anyway, my point, I got sidetracked.
As we stay on task.
No, but Jalen needs to be more of a leader. Jalen needs to bring this team together.
Can't let it happen again. Yeah,
yeah. I think he's the only person that can do that.
215-592-9494. Let's hear from Jordan Mailata. I mean, he actually was the first person to bring up the 23 thing. I think it was after week two or week three. He brought up, and I read it on the air. The quote was like, hey, we can't let 23 happen again, which means it's seeping into that building. They're thinking about that, which I don't love that. But Mailata the other night on the Jordan Mailata show, on 23 versus this season, this actually might make you feel a little better.
What makes you confident the coaching is great?
Well, just being there in 23 and hearing the detail that's being coached, being at the practices, that the detail, even in the drills, mm-hmm. when they coach the drills, the detail, that's the difference. Detail wasn't there in 23, and I will happily say that.
Okay.
I'll be honest there. The detail was not there. The technique was not there in 23, and now it is. So I can't relate the two. And for me, that's where I draw it back to the execution of players part.
Boy, Brian Johnson taking strays there. He doesn't even realize. And Ms. Mailata says the detail wasn't there in 23. So, I mean, that makes you feel better. That Mailata is saying the coaching at least is better. And on the defensive side, obviously it is. 215-592-9494. Lot to discuss here on the midday show today. Kyle, what do you feel in this season? We had him more to 23 or 24.
Yeah, I mean, long talking Hugh and Denial Douglas can can dance around this all he wants.
Yep,
taking strays.
Nick Sirianni can deny this all he wants. But the problem is, I have eyes, I have a brain, and I have what we call memory.
Mm.
It's all the same. This is all the same. The only difference is we're not going to get to 10-1, guys. I mean, we already can't.
Well, that's over.
Get
yeah.
to 10-1.
Yeah.
They're collapsing after 4 weeks. I mean, you can't collapse after 4 weeks, guys. And the biggest problem is if what Hugh said is true, is that this is up to Jalen Hurts to be the leader and turn this thing around, then we're in big trouble.
Mm.
I'm sorry. We need to be realistic about who Jalen Hurts is. He can say he's a leader all he wants, but we've been through this multiple years where the Eagles have put out publicly and even privately, apparently had to go to his house and talk to him about being more of a leader.
I don't recall that.
What are you, AJ Brown now?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact,
AJ Douglas has arrived.
I mean, like,
hey Kyle, as a matter of fact, I did recall that, but it hurt when you
yeah.
said
these are all things that we know to be true, and like that's okay, right? But like, I think we need to look elsewhere if we're gonna drag this thing out of the mud. Like, I just think we need to be a little bit more realistic. Like. People, leopards can't change their spots, right? That's the saying. Did I nail that?
No.
I
mean,
close enough, yeah. Probably.
Zebra can't change the stripes?
Yeah, same.
Leopards,
same
spots.
Deal. Leopards have spots.
Zebras don't have spots.
Yeah, just like I don't expect.
We're locked in.
I don't expect that to happen. Like, there's, it's going to have to come from elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is it possible? Yeah, but.
It can't come from elsewhere. But it has to come from Jalen.
Oh, well, then we're in trouble.
Okay, so. We could argue that aspect. He's also not Superman. I mean, like, I'm not trying to take his leadership off the hook. I think he does need to be a great leader and make sure this doesn't fall apart. They also might not be great enough roster-wise. Mm. They lost a lot of great football players. On Sunday, they're going to line up with Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson. Do you know who's on the other side? Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Jalen might need to be Superman to get him through this game. And Wentz might be the quarterback on their side. Like, we're just not a great... Last year, they came together holistically. They came together coaching-wise. They came together from a leadership perspective. And the team was special, loaded, deep. This year might not be any of those things. They might just be a good team that has to fight through some stuff. 215-592-9494. 23 or 24, where's this season headed more likely in your mind? Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast starts us off on the Midday Show. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Will, what's up?
All right. You know, y'all mentioned, you know it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Y'all mentioned Michael Jordan, right? And he's been hanging out with Mike, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So if you're hanging out with the greatest, right, I'm quite sure, even with the Bulls, they knew Mike was the best player on the team. But Mike knew that he couldn't win it all without the rest of the team. He had Scotty. He had a great supporting cast, right? Yeah.
So Ron Mike Harper, Dennis Rodman, yeah, Luke Longley.
Absolutely, right? Mm. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So my thing is this, right? In order for Mike to be great, he had to make others great. But in order to do that, they all had to be on board together. They all had to come together and say, you know what, this is how we're going to win this. But this is the disconnect with the rest of the team, with Jalen and the rest of the team. What I want to say is Eagles has destroyed some of the greatest players and some of the greatest teams. So let's get that Eagle tripping out of the way, man. Y'all got another Super Bowl to win, man.
There we go. Now we're talking, Will.
Y'all can still do it, but y'all got to come together. But see, this is the thing, and I'm going to be quick with it. They got to, and y'all got to do something different. First of all, Saquon need to start running downhill. Put that I formation in play now. It's long overdue. Have Goddard as the fullback and open that hole up for Saquon, man, and it can work. Once he's running downhill, it's going to open up a lot of things. That I formation opened up a lot of plays, man. Play action, all types of dump ball plays, everything. Mm-hmm. You got to come with a different formation. And the last thing I want to say, man, listen, this season is not over. I'm seeing 2024 again. You dig what I'm saying? But do y'all see it again? Now it's time to come together as a team. Everybody got to get on one course, man. And Jalen, and if it's you, bro, and I just want to say this to you, man to man, listen, get out of that ego trip, man. We know you great, but guess what? You're not showing it. And you know why you're not showing it? Because you're not being a leader right now. A leader is going to step up and tell the team, listen, man, we're going to put this aside, and we got a Super Bowl to win, and that's what the hell we're going to do, because guess what? We are the best team, and we are Super Bowl champs. So let's go, Eagles.
Will, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, look.
Look at Will batting off, leading off.
He's really taking the mantle. I mean, yeah. We don't ever have locked in leadoff hitters. Every day changes a little bit. You know, we're a malleable lineup here.
Will's making a great case, though.
Will, he's hot right now, right? You put the hot hair at the top of the lineup.
He's on fire.
I mean, at some point, he may take it. I mean, I can't guarantee anything.
This feels a little messy, but I'm okay with that.
Well, you got messy to start the show. I mean, that was unnecessary.
You exist in messy.
you live in messy. 215
That's you space.
592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, we got a lot to discuss today. Is this season headed more like 23 or 24? Sirianni said, hey, why couldn't it be 24? Tough September, and then they got going. It's possible. The facts and the reality and the vibe, though, points way more to 23. The defection of talent, the vibes around the football team, and the fact that they are, you know, towards the bottom of the NFL in a lot of categories, and they just don't have the talent they did off a Super Bowl very much like 23. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Coming up, we're going to compare something said by a player in 2023 about the Eagles to something said about them just a few weeks ago this season. You're not going to want to miss this. That's next. Elliot joins us at 11, and we'll get to the Phils as well tomorrow. Dabrowski and Topper Talk. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the memories this brings back, Hugh.
Yeah, that was...
just like last year.
Yeah.
You don't sound as fired up as you did last year.
I am working on my belief right now, my faith.
Mm.
My faith.
Yeah, but last year we had real faith.
It's being tested.
Last year we had real faith. Right now we don't. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? This Eagles team, more like last year or the year before? 2024, they had some struggles early, and then they got going, and boom! They were off and running and only lost one football game the rest of the way on the road to a Super Bowl. 2023, we know it got bad. It was really never that great. I mean, we could now be honest about ourselves. 2 years ago, 10-1, but there were signs there. That year was on the defensive side. Things weren't great. I mean, the numbers were horrendous. They just kept winning these games by, you know, just tight, you know, one-score games, and eventually the bottom fell out. And I think the pressure of trying to come back off that Super Bowl the year before got to them. They looked miserable, and this year has those signs. They don't look happy. They don't look like they're having fun. A lot of chirping in that locker room, the AJ stuff. A lot of chirping. Too much chirping. And you wonder if there is just too much going on here for them to get on that roll. 215-592-9494. The other thing that is a little bit similar to 2 years ago is the way people around the league are talking about the Eagles' offense. Let's go back to a couple weeks ago. T.J. Ward, can we hear this? T.J. Ward, former Bronco, now in the media, talking about the Eagles, how he sees it. Ward was a high-level player. His thoughts on the Eagles' offense around the time they played the Broncos.
Kind of opened up the can on the recipe on how to beat the Eagles, honestly. And I think, you know, I said that early, you get on top of them early, you make them think while they're, you know, having to play at the same time, and you can beat them because they're a physically dominating team, right? They can run. They got big old linemen, Saquon. Line up one for one. You know, they can win a lot of those times, but when you confuse them and bring pressures and, you know, keep the lead, make Jalen have to put that ball in the air, then you have a great chance of winning the game.
All right, so that was T.J. Ward 2 weeks ago basically saying, hey, the more you make Jalen Hurts throw, especially from behind, the better off you're going to be. I mean, that was certainly the case last week where the Giants took a lead and then the Eagles were in some big trouble there. Hewitt, it was similar to something that was said 2 years ago, the Nick Bosa thing. Here is that. 2 years ago when the Niners came in here and beat the brakes off the Eagles, here is what Nick Bosa said.
Yeah, I mean, you see it on tape, though. And then obviously we put the blueprint out there. Hopefully, Cowboys watch the tape. We made Jalen stay in the pocket and escape outside instead of those B gaps, and paid off. Because Jalen's looking at the rush every play. So, yeah, you just have to be disciplined and not give him that quick escape route where he could get to his guys quick.
Hugh, it does really feel like Groundhog Day. I mean, those two things there. One was an active player, one was a former player, but the two are similar. And then Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, wrote this today. Quote, despite Hurts' struggles, ask him to throw 33 times the way they did Thursday is not a winning formula. Last season, he averaged 24 passing attempts. He struggles at times against zone coverage, and without big run plays, it's harder to get those one-on-one matchups for A.J. Brown downfield. Hugh, that doesn't it feel almost like Groundhog Day with the war thing and the Bosa thing?
Yeah, but I'll say this. I think that I'll push back just a little bit. I think every offense is somewhat predictable, you know, because we talked about that. It's the execution. Execution isn't there, Joe. I'm not disputing anything that those two ballers have said. It's just that everybody's somewhat predictable. It's just whether or not you can stop it. Because when Ross Tucker was telling the story about Ray Lewis yesterday, Trot used to do the same thing. Trot used to go, and you watch so much film, you look at tendencies. But you still have to go out there and you have to execute them to stop the tendencies. I think that the issue, there's a lot going on here. And a part of it is Jalen. I'm not going to absolve him from any of that. The offensive line is not playing well. You know, we're talking about Landon Dickerson not being out there. Even before we started having these issues when we were winning, Saquon Barkley wasn't running the ball like he ran before. He was getting hit either at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage. Mm. Instead of getting those positive yards that he's once gotten. There's a lot that's going on with this team. No question about that. But it's one of those things where it's a bunch of things. It's just a mishmash of everything that's going on
right
now.
I agree with that. And that to me has some similarities to 23. 23 wasn't just one thing, right? It was a lot of things, including injuries. And including, you know, some players that declined quickly here on the deep. Remember James Bradbury in 23?
Yeah.
I mean, we had – and I look, these guys are not as bad as Bradbury 23. But the fact that we're rolling out of Dory Jackson and Keely Ringo, like, the Eagles were pretty healthy last year. Actually remarkably healthy when you go back and think about it. They were so healthy throughout the season from their star players to even their secondary players, you know, not the stars. And this year we're not. I mean, Dickerson is out. You know, when Ross Tucker was on with us yesterday, he mentioned Cam Jurgens coming off a back surgery. I don't think Cam has looked quite the same as he did last year. And then the secondary, think about what they're throwing out there Sunday against Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson. I mean, again, no Quinyon on Sunday. That's likely he's not going to play Sunday. That's a big deal. That plays into it. I mean, you need help. That's part of why great teams are great. 215-592-9494. Where is this Eagles season headed? Donald is in Chester on WIP. Hey, Donald.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Donald, what's up, buddy?
Well, I wanted to piggyback off of what those two players said, mm-hmm. you know, because as a Hurts fan since the days of Bama and Braves, you know, it does seem to be a problem when he has to throw more than 30 times a game. And, you know, I'm not I'm not one of those fans that want to quit to defend, you know, every time somebody brings up something about that, because I'm just a firm believer that these are the kinds of things that AJ was talking about, even though he brought it out, you know, in a way that he shouldn't have. But these were the concerning things that he had. And it is looking like 2023. And the thing is, from the Vikings game on out, I just have to see Hurts have to be able to do it. Now, you know, I'm not surprised so much defense, maybe not as bad as it's been, but, you know, we all had questions about the defense, and we did. We all had questions. So it wasn't that, but we were returning 10 out of 11 starters on offense. And, I mean, even if the offensive line was healthier, you know, it still would have been a challenge with the running game. So the passing game was going to have to open it up this year. So I have to see it to believe it, Joe, because with me as well, it looks like 23. It does.
It just has those vibes, Donald, from the injuries to the roster to the way the team is playing. And especially when you look at some of the numbers, Donald, good phone call. It's those vibes, Hugh. And you know what I need on Sunday? I need a victor. A win could calm this thing down, because they win this game. If they win the game on Sunday, and they're currently 2.5-point favorites, which I know probably will surprise the people. Hugh, if they go win the game on Sunday, and then they get to play the Giants again at home before
get
a bye.
Some get back.
Yeah, I mean, this
got to get some get back.
They could be 6-2 going into the bye. I mean, that could be the way this goes.
Yeah.
And then we're going to feel a lot better. But they got to go out and do it. And as far as the the conversation is when it comes to Hurts, I mean, it's not when we give out stats or stats are given or Bose is talking or Ward. You know, that's not just a Jalen Hurts thing. Like, if any team has to throw the ball 35, 40 times, they're probably not in a good spot, right? Like, that's it. I think for Jalen specifically, yes, but also, like, I just think it's a team thing. The Eagles are better if they could get a lead and run the ball and not ask him to have to throw the ball the whole game.
Yeah, here's the thing for me, because when I think about, you know, the stuff that can happen throwing the ball, it's usually bad stuff. When I look at the last couple games that Jalen played, let me grab my notes here, Joe. It wasn't a
notebook. Douglas has arrived.
No, I'm just saying it wasn't a great outing, but you talk about out of those last two losses, one interception. That to me, and again, I know what the outcome was. I know what the outcome was. But when you talk about a bad quarterback stat line, when I look at both of those games, I look at it and I'm like, it's not bad.
Not, you didn't nine win. Sacks in there.
No,
though.
Yeah. See, just, and I'm not making excuses.
I liked you better without the notebook.
No. But listen,
can we get you a pair of glasses when you look at your notebook?
No,
I need them on the edge of the nose, like this.
Because if you look at my notes, Joe, mm-hmm. you should look at my notes. I don't chart
sacks.
Yeah.
We have a certain criteria we use, and if that doesn't apply, you could talk about that.
It's not like I have an agenda here or anything. No, but what I'm saying, like, the outcome,
you got to put your glasses
on. I'm not lying.
You got to put your glasses
on. The outcome, I agree, is not what you want it to be. But you talk about 23 for 28, 280 yards in the Denver game, two TDs. Mm. It's not a bad day.
17 points.
Hey, I'm just saying, if you look at, and I know the team had more, but I'm just saying, you know.
The other team had more. 17 points, but screw
it. And then you look at the Giants game, 24 for 33. That's not a bad day. You just got your ass drug all up and down the field. You know what I mean? You need to do.
You just got your ass kicked.
If there was one,
besides
the
ass kicking, I say,
Jalen, we need more. We need more.
Of course they need more.
We need more from the quarterback.
Yeah, and my point on him throwing as much, like, I think we all should agree on this. If he doesn't have to throw that much, they're better.
They are.
It's partially him, but that's partially every quarterback, right? Like, it's not a winning formula to have to throw the football 40, 45 times a game, have to score 30, like, 5 points to win. The best two Eagles teams with Jalen Hurts, and we've seen it twice in the last 3 years, the last 4 years, 2022, 2024, they were super good on the defensive side. They got after the quarterback. They put pressure on. They took the ball away. They got a lead. They ran the football. Jalen made some plays with his arms. That's it. That's the formula. And this year, the formula's off because they can't run the football. They're not blocking as well. Now, 2 years ago, the defense was the issue. This year, the offense is the issue. I mean, this is as bad as the defense just played a few weeks, Thursday night, against the Giants, I don't think the defense is a major concern long term. Vic Fangio is going to get it figured out. Eventually, they'll get a little healthier. I think Howie might do something to help them on that side. It's the offense that I'm concerned about, not because of the personnel, but because they just are not right this year. They should have enough personnel, but it's just not right. Jeff in Wilmington's up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
I kind of love when Kyle disagrees with me. Excuse me. And I can hear the disdain in his voice. I think it's more they're more closer to the 2024 season. And the reason I say that is mainly because right now the injuries that they have. Because without these injuries, they're a pretty good football team. Now, they have lost some stuff on defense. I get it. But I can't see this going down the drain like it did in 2023. I just can't see that.
Yeah, so, Jeff, there's when we say 23 versus 24, there's different ways you could kind of, like, view what that means, right? Because 23 was, right, down the drain, a full collapse. Jeff, I agree with you that it's probably not going to get that bad. I don't think it will. I agree that when they get these guys back, they'll be better. But, like, when I view the ending of it, like, it's just they look way more like 11-6 and, you know, struggle to win playoff games rather than hoist the trophy in Santa Clara. I guess that's like, when I look at it, like, the end, it's hard. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, and I would love to be wrong because I didn't see this coming last October either. But, boy, you watch them offensively, and it's like, can they do this? Can they get this back to the Super Bowl level? I don't know.
I'm kind of where Hugh is. It sounds like there's more hope involved that they'll get
Super Bowl. Hopeful, Hugh.
I don't have the supreme confidence I had last year. I can tell you that right now. I think anybody that does is being foolish because you don't know how long these injuries are going to be.
Right.
With these guys, you know how long is what's his name? The left guard.
Dickerson.
Dickerson Landon.
I don't know. You know. So, Jeff, he didn't look great before because that was the knee surgery, right? He came back, he looked out of it, and then he hurt his ankle, you know, a couple weeks ago. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know how long he's going to be out.
I know. Yeah, like I said, I got to lean towards more of the 2024 thing, but without the supreme confidence that they'll win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and
because
Jeff,
right now, there's other teams that are starting to emerge that are really good. So,
there are, you know, it's interesting, Jeff, and good phone call. Hugh, when you, does it make you feel better that the NFC and the league as a whole doesn't have one great team?
Yeah. To a certain extent, because it's like you're right there. You know, when we talk about, because we're boots on the ground, so it's always a little bit more when it comes to our team because it's our squad. But when you pull the camera out and you look around, it's like, man, you're still right there. Baker Mayfield looks hot. He looks hotter than fish grease right now. He looks like he's on a pace to do some phenomenal things, but you know, the one comfort you take in that is you beat Baker. Mm-hmm. The Giants kicked your ass. That's not a good look. I mean, that the way the Giants came out, if you came from another planet, you wouldn't think that they were 2-4 the way that they handled
you. Or you wouldn't
you.
Think the Eagles are 4-1
yes,
but based on that game.
Yes,
you're like,
the
wait,
way
what?
That you got handled in that game. So there's a lot of parity in the NFL. So that's why I'm still holding on to the hope that we could turn this thing around because it's not like you're – put it like this, Joe. This weekend is going to tell us a lot about our football team because all the problems that we're having, this Brian Flores defense will be in position to exploit them.
Oh, yeah. And he's got extra time to get ready for it.
Let's just keep it a bean. Mm-hmm. He has extra time to exploit that. So you better get your stuff together this weekend. All that stuff we're talking about, not being on the same page and all this other stuff, I do not – want to come in here Monday on a tragic Monday dealing with what potentially could happen Sunday. That's why I'm holding out hope because after that, if you can't these are easy fixes to me. These are conversations. Sometimes it's tough to have conversations. You know, you got to get out your comfort zone. you have to.
Well, how is it an easy fix? This has been the same thing going like the conversations have not been happening for like 3 years now.
Yeah, and you
it's
know what?
Not
you,
easy.
You know what though, Kyle?
These guys can't do it.
And to a certain extent, you're right. I'll give you that. But you found a way to get it done last year. And whatever you did, you don't have to go in and have a beer with a guy and some French fries or whatever and sit and do that. But you have to figure out a way to get it back to that point that puts you in a position to get to the Super Bowl. If that's what your goal is, if that's what your mindset is, if you want to keep the main thing, that's the main thing. That is the main thing at the end of the day, is to try to figure out how we can fix this football team, so much so that guys, like everybody we talk to on this team, talk about how, hey, man, It's not bad yet. We can still fix it. Yep. You still got time. You still got time.
I guess for me, I wish it was just one thing. Right? Like, I wish it was one thing that was wrong. And I'd say, okay, they've got 10 weeks to figure out that one issue. We go into the playoffs, and away we go. Mm-hmm. It's not one issue, right? Like, maybe the central issue has been the passing game and AJ Jalen thing. But the running game stinks now, too. It shouldn't. Like, they have Saquon Barkley, and they just ran for 2,000 yards last year. They can't run the football right now.
It's just the way you say stinks.
It does. I mean, is this running game good?
I'm not saying it just tickles
me. It stinks right now.
When you say stinks.
They can't run the ball.
They cannot run the ball.
They have injuries.
Totally agree.
Their defense is now banged up. And their defense, I think we all expected going into the year, hey, they're not going to be number one. Maybe not quite Hugh Douglas defense luxury necessity. But I think we realize, like, all right, we probably have to reconsider the expectations considering all the guys they lost. They're going to put two rookies on the field. Mm-hmm. All right, maybe they're not going to be the number one defense. Maybe it slips to number 10. And then I think most of us would have been okay with that. And that still might be true. But now we're without Quinyon Mitchell. Right? So he's our number one corner, and we have to go into a game this weekend with Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo. And the depth on this team isn't as great. So you have the vibes are off. The schedule's also harder. We haven't even brought that up. Right? Like, as they try to figure this out, after the next 2 weeks, you know, the next two games, in theory, on paper, they could get through, right? They're going to play a Vikings team that's going to start either McCarthy or Wentz on Sunday. We're not even sure who the quarterback is. Wentz watch. It might. Well, it's a major Wentz watch this week. Then they're going to play the Giants again.
Wentz watch.
It's so good. But after that, they play the Lions and Packers in like a six-day span.
Yeah.
It's not like the schedule is super easy that we're like, all right, whatever. They'll walk to 11 wins. I just wish there was one thing that we could fix. We got a 10. It's not great.
Can I throw another year in?
Mm, sure.
2020.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, no. Don't you dare go there. You know what? If you're on comparisons to years, this does have post-2017 Super Bowl stuff to it. Because that year was choppy. And it looked like at a moment they were going to miss the playoffs, right? Wentz was out for the season in December. They were 6-7. And then Nick Foles came into the rescue. And they got a tiebreaker, and they got in the playoffs, and we kind of forgot how choppy that was. But that's a parallel. You can't say 2020. I mean, gosh, they were 4-11-1.
Just did.
Well, we're at
they
the
got
four.
Rid of the coach and the quarterback after that year.
We're at the four.
Oh God. All right, Hugh. You mentioned how big of a game this weekend is.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to look this up. I can only find two Super Bowl champions that had a 3-game losing streak within the season they won the Super Bowl. It does feel like this is a gigantic game on Sunday, just to kind of get the vibes going back the right way. The 05 Steelers, the 21 Rams, the 09 Saints, I believe all lost 3 games in a row during the season. But usually you don't have 3-game losing streaks in Super Bowl championship seasons.
No, not like that.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out a way to get it right. Like, that's the thing. You know, you talk about that game that Big Red had against the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm. They got back
skidding.
On track.
Yeah, they were skidding. And they're still trying to get healthy. That's the unfortunate thing about playing football, because nobody cares about the adversity that you have.
Right.
Nobody cares about the fact that you got receivers hurt and your tight end isn't playing well. You better go out there and win a damn football game. And that's the same thing that's going on here in Philadelphia. Nobody care about all that.
No. And you mentioned injuries. I mean, there's a lot of teams banged up right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's football. Like, if you have your starting quarterback and you have some semblance of your defense, you're expected to go out there and put a better effort out there than we saw last Thursday night against the Giants. Alan is in Central Jersey. What's up, Alan?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, you, and good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Alan.
Man. How you doing, man?
Joe, I hate to say I agree with you 100%, but very quickly, 2023, to answer your question. Reason being, again, I'm going to focus just on the defense. The defense has lost, like you said, Joe, I hate to be redundant, a lot of players. We have no depth on the defensive line. Our linebackers are being exposed because of the line that we had last year. Adoree Jackson, the Giants, unfortunately, I live around a lot of Giant fans and blah, blah, blah. But Giants haven't had somebody in the secondary for probably going back when you played. And when they cut somebody, for us to pick him up, we don't draft defensive backs. You look at our victories against the Chiefs. They had, all the receivers were out. So everybody said, oh, we beat the Chiefs. Well, they got Hollywood Brown now, Worthy, and what do you call it? Rice is coming back this week.
Yep.
Okay? Tampa, Evans didn't play. The other guy didn't play. The Giants, Neighbors was out. They have no receivers. And look what they did to us. Now, like you said, Joe, not to be redundant again, Addison and Jefferson, I don't care if Mitchell was in there. How are we going to get over that? I mean, I'm scared.
And you know what? I am too. And Alan, good phone call, man. We appreciate listening and calling. On top of it, this should be a game we have confidence going into. They potentially are going to start Carson Wentz in 2025. And yet, we're sitting here like, uh-oh, this is not looking right. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on all this. Is this thing headed more towards 23 or 24 when you look at this Eagles team? Hugh Douglas refuses to believe it's heading like 2023.
I refuse.
Denial Douglas.
Totally denial Douglas. All right, we got a lot to do. Elliot's going to join us on the other side to talk about the Eagles and his new show here. Wednesday evenings on WIP. It starts tonight. That's next. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now, you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's really, really good, folks. It's a bold, vibrant blackberry softened with creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It would be a touchdown at your tailgate when you go buy at least two bottles. I mean, I'm not putting no pressure on you. You can buy another bottle or whatever you want to. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirits stores and grab yourself a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, always tailgate responsibly.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.